Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm with Carl Emery, the sales manager with Apollo Distributing, and we're north of Shanghai, about 50 miles. Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, we came to Shanghai to see Domotex and also to see Metro Floor's factories. Before we get to that, let's talk about Apollo. What is Apollo's service area?
We are the New York metropolitan area, primarily New York City and the surrounding suburbs.
And what are some of your lines?
We handle Armstrong commercial flooring, Metro Floor, IBC, as well as Quickstep.
You actually were picked by Armstrong to be as their distributor of the year, right?
Yes, commercial distributor of the year. It was a great award.
How come you think you won that award?
We're blessed with a local support team from Armstrong's management and their local representatives that work very closely with our team. And I really think that that year, 2018, we had great synergy between the two. And mutual efforts helped us close a lot of great projects. And it was phenomenal. I hope it continues into 2019.
Now, Apollo's business, is it mostly commercial?
Right now, we are about 80% commercial, yes, sir.
Okay. And so, in focusing in commercial, Armstrong's decision to sell their wood business doesn't really affect you, does it?
No, it has not.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, let's talk about what we're doing here. It's a beautiful day here north of Shanghai. Yesterday, we went to two factories. One was a brand new factory. I guess the Stone family, Metro Floor, and the whole organization has been a little bit serendipitous in the fact that the largest print film company in the world is building between their two factories. That's pretty lucky, isn't it?
It's amazing. And to see yesterday what that factory is going to yield as far as capacity, I think the number translated to roughly 4.3 million square feet a year in film that they can produce.
Uh-huh. And that's rodeo gravier process. I thought it was real interesting. So we also went to a 1.2 million square foot factory that produces a lot of Metro Floor's products. What were your impressions of that?
It was cleaner than any factory I've ever seen. It seemed very efficient. The line we were looking at, it was impressive to see what was happening, but what was more impressive was to look down the line and see 20 machines doing the exact same thing. The capacity seemed impressive again, and the cleanliness of the operation and also the quality control redundancy, I thought was very impressive, and the hands-on approach of the people of that factory was impressive.
You know, I've always heard that manufacturing in China is very labor-intensive and was surprised to see some of the robot arms and some of the technology they've added.
Yeah, when we went to Elegant, and initially the tour guide had said to us that they were looking to become more efficient, and one of the ways was to add robotics and to reduce the number of people required to produce product. I think it's smart.
And those floors were resin-covered. You could eat off the floors, couldn't you?
You sure could. Yeah, I didn't see a speck of dust.
Yeah, and it was also impressive to go in their lab area where they have an environmental chamber because, as you know, one of the issues that LVT manufacturers fight against is expansion and contraction thanks to heat, and it sounds like they've got a good monitor on it, right?
They do. I was impressed that one of the products they were testing had a date on it of September 6th of 2018. So they really are going through that 6 months of testing to see if the product is dimensionally stable. That was also impressive.
How much of Apollo's business is LVT?
I'd say today it's probably 25%.
Okay. So of all the suppliers you have, is Metro Floor one of your best quality as far as lack of claims?
Certainly high quality, there's no doubt. And the rare times we've had any issue, they've been resolved quickly.
All right, so what are you going to do for the rest of your trip? When you leave here, you're going to Domotex?
Yes, I've never been, and I'm told that Domotex is much like Surfaces, but on steroids, and I'm really looking forward to it. They said it's a bit overwhelming, but I'm going to check it out anyway.
Yeah, this is my first time in 5 years, so that should be an experience. Okay, Carl, it's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Carl Emery, the commercial sales manager with Apollo Distributing, based in New York, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.